12th Precinct, Sergeant Yamada. Yes, sir. A stolen car? What kind of car, Mr. Rivelli? Studebaker. Will you describe the car, please? Black fenders, silver doors, green hood, polka dot seat covers, monkey fur dashboard. Maybe it wasn't stolen. Maybe it ran away. Mr. Rivelli, will you hold it a minute? I gotta find a pencil. Okay, go ahead. Don't mention it. Oh my God, I ate my eraser.
That was Jack Sue as Nick Yamada, the role he played in over 80 episodes of Barney Miller until his death this past January. I'm Hal Linden, and with me is the rest of the cast of our show. What follows is a recollection of some of Jack's best moments on Barney Miller. Enjoy them.
Were you carrying cash or traveler's checks? Oh, shame on you. Don't you pay attention to Carl Malden? I'm sorry to hear that, sir, but you better dig up some more money or you're going to get picked up for vagrancy.
Many facets to Nick Yamada, but for some reason, what a lot of people remember most vividly is his coffee and how bad it was.
This is where some of the worst concoctions in America were brewed, and over the years, Nick made hundreds of pots, but somehow he never got it quite right.
Oh. Coffee? Oh, I'd almost forgotten it existed. I ran out in 1944 and in for a treat. It's funny. I don't remember it tasting like this.
Progress, Mr. Unger.
Do you want some more coffee?
What? Oh, no, thank you. I can't drink coffee. Do you have any more of this?
Would you like some coffee?
Yeah, sure.
These cups look different.
I scrubbed off all the mold and mildew.
I thought it was a pattern. How is it, Mrs. Hansen?
It tastes like pencils.
That's not the coffee. That's the cup.
We had two cones, two cards, two beds.
Too bad. They're going to be here in about 10 minutes, but in the meantime, we've got to get her to empty her stomach. You know,
hook shot.
Nick.
Yeah, I know. Give her some coffee.
Keep pouring it in her.
Two cups ought to do it. Okay, Green. Come on your feet. Come on.
All right. Yeah, I don't feel so.
Won't you get a doctor?
Please, Paul.
It was a fresh pot.
Of course, Nick Yamana was more than just a maker of bad coffee. He had a unique attitude and presence that gave scenes a special quality. He had an ability to take in stride even the most bizarre of situations and the most abrasive of people. But mostly, he was able to see the humor in things, and he was never hesitant to say so.
Hey, Barney.
Hmm?
Is he going to spray the whole room?
We got roaches all over the place.
Oh.
You sound like you're going to miss him.
A little?
Nick, they're filthy, slimy, dirty little things.
Yeah, but they kind of grow on you. One of them always crawls up that leg and while I'm making coffee in the morning and tries to steal a cube of sugar. That's about as close as I've ever come to having a pet.
Hey.
Yeah.
Will I get a phone call?
Sure. Maybe that's it now.
At best, this is a tawdry flick, suffering from inept scripting, cheap jack production values, and lackluster performances. Despite these obvious disadvantages, this film has been doing boffo box office.
There's a report on that porno flick. DA's office called 3 times.
Your man is typing it up now.
Finished?
Yep.
Man and a Woman and Another Woman is a filthy movie.
What is?
That's all?
Hey, what happened to all that stuff I was dictating?
I thought you were talking on the phone.
Card number 14, Sergeant Yamana. Now, what does the ink blot suggest here?
An elephant wearing a hat.
Now turn the card around. Now, what does the ink blot suggest to you?
An elephant lying on his back. Wearing a hat.
I think that'll do, thank you.
Can we do some more of these? It's fun.
No, that's okay.
How'd I do?
You're just fine.
You're not keeping somebody from me.
Not at all.
Anybody else see an elephant wearing a hat?
No, yours was a unique interpretation.
Thanks. You know, I'm not Chinese.
Maybe it doesn't make any difference.
Maybe not now.
I guess it's true what they say, you know, that if one loses one of the senses, that the remaining ones are sharper and more perceptive.
It sure does. Like I can tell from the sound of your voice. You're over 6 feet tall and you're a chain smoker.
I don't smoke.
And you're a liar. And something else. You're very nervous.
How can you tell?
Oh, by the way he keeps tapping his foot on the floor, pulling at his collar, wrapping his fingers on the desk.
I'm not nervous, I'm just rhythmic.
How do I feel?
You? Well, you're cool and collected. Got a lot of personal discipline. You're very, very intelligent. Either that or you're Japanese.
Look, we chased Kopechne into Central Park. And when we finally caught him, there he was, laying on the ground, kicking and growling and clawing at the dirt.
Growling?
What the hell is that? Kopechne, Barney. He's a werewolf.
I better put some papers down in the cage.
I need air. Get me out of the cage.
Hey, look, man, we can't do that.
Let me out of the cage.
How about some water?
I don't want any water. I want to go home. I'm going to get some sleep. And then I got to go to work.
Barney.
Work. Look, I got to get out of here.
That phone call of mine was all a mistake. It was a joke. It was a joke.
Look, 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 man. Take it easy, man.
Barney!
Out! I want to get out! Out! Out!
Let me out of here. Let me out of here. Down,
out.
Down,
down,
Mr.
Out! Down!
Barney!
Not a horror movie.
You're starting to change. I swear.
What change? Get down from there.
Take a good look. Hair is growing out of his face.
It's called a beard. Haven't you ever seen one before?
Not in my family.
Jack Sue was born Goro Suzuki. And along with many other Japanese Americans, spent a good deal of World War II in detention camps on the West Coast. It was an indignity he never forgot. But rather than retreating into bitterness, he faced the world with humor. And he imbued Nick Yamana with a sense of humor about his ancestry and his heritage, but also a sense of dignity and pride. This made for some rather interesting confrontations.
Excuse me. Yeah?
You a cop?
Yeah.
No kidding.
My name is Ravel. Master Sergeant J.R. Ravel. United States Army.
I recognize the uniform.
I'll bet you do.
We're going to show you some pictures and see if you can identify anybody. Sergeant Yamana here will help you out.
Here you are.
Yamana.
Yeah, sounds pretty, don't it?
It don't make sense. I mean, why would anyone want to blow up a United States military installation?
Nostalgia.
What about you, Nick?
Huh?
Do you ever feel any longings to return to your home? Back to the ancient cultures and traditions? Back to the shrines and temples of your ancestors? Back to the terraced hillsides and the cherry trees?
I was born in Omaha.
We got a city in Nebraska. Sounds just like that.
Hey, what are you doing?
What is this?
That's my lunch.
Smells like garbage.
Garbage? Are you kidding? This is a Japanese delicacy. Fish heads, cabbage leaves, cucumber rinds, celery chops.
It's terrific.
Come to think of it, that is garbage.
Listen, everyone, I'd like to apologize to everybody.
No. I'm the one who's always saying keep things in perspective and...
Hey, forget it, Barney. I mean, we all were depressed tonight.
You're just the first person to put it into screen.
Yeah, but you can't let it get you. What you gotta do is develop an Oriental philosophy. Like my grandfather used to say, many things look bleak at the moment of occurrence, but at least we ain't got locusts.
Jack and I were like little kids together. We would never get through a scene without breaking up. And whenever there was something deadly serious going on, I would be sitting at my desk giggling, and I'd look over here, and Jack's entire body would be shaking. He'd just be shaking with laughter. He was my friend, and I'll miss him.
We didn't know much about Yamana's private life, and he seldom exposed personal feelings in the squad room the way his colleagues did. But once in a while, we did get a glimpse into his non-professional side, as in a Christmas Eve episode, in which he meets an attractive mugging victim, who, unknown to him, is also a lady of the streets.
Recognize anyone?
It's hard to tell. Everyone looks so much alike.
I know what you mean. I'm Japanese, too. I'm Sergeant Nick Yamana.
Oh, Dorothy Murakami.
I'm a cop.
I admire your people very much.
Well, it's dirty work, but somebody's got to do it.
Nick, we're out of coffee.
Later.
Well, there's no one here. Are there any other pictures you want me to see? Huh?
There's a double feature playing at the Toho.
Is there any other thing to do?
No, I guess not. We'll put out an APB and we'll do the best we can, okay?
Thank you.
I get off at 12 o'clock. Maybe you care to have a couple of drinks or a bite to eat?
I don't know.
You know, it's nice to be among your own on a holiday.
What time did you say you got off?
At 12. Where do you live?
I'll come back here.
Great. Be careful going through the streets.
See you later, John.
It's Nick.
You get off at 12, sir?
Yep.
I gotta work until 2.
Too bad.
She's a hooker, Nick.
What?
That lady you got a date with. The Harris took her statement, he told me. I mean, I just can't figure out what she wants with you, you know? She knows you're a cop.
Maybe she liked me. You gotta consider all the possibilities.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right.
I mean, I appeal to a lot of people besides cops.
I hope I'm not early.
No.
Should we go now?
Yeah, sure.
If you'd rather not, I understand.
If you'd rather not, I understand too.
Look, I just thought that you're a nice guy with a sense of humor. You're kind of cute.
Well, I can't add anything to that. I can't stay out late. I'm tired.
Me too.
I gotta work tomorrow.
Me too.
As of now, I'm officially off duty.
As of now, me too.
I've seen, we finished about 2:30 in the morning, I think, and all of us were here, and all of the camera people and directors and other people it takes to make the show were here. And you could go through all of those people and all the people who encountered Jack away from the studio in real life and not find anyone that he hadn't touched in some way at some time, because his love for the humanity and people was always stronger than his anger at the things people had done to him. And that's why he was able to give us the gift of Yamana.
No one actor in a show is indispensable, and Barney Miller will continue without Jack. But it will be different. There will be times when in the middle of a crisis, Nick should make a joke, but will not. Or exasperate Barney, but will not. He'll be missed.
Made some coffee.
Oh, yeah?
Try a cup?
Sure.
You know, sometimes people work together for a long time, and they never ever say how they really feel.
Yeah. No sugar.
So I want you to know that I feel really lucky to be working with you. I mean it. I learn a lot from it.
Thanks.
Here goes. Not too good, huh?
All these years, I thought it was me.
To you, Jack.
It's a Fandemonium Marathon on TV Land. All weekend long, all the finest episodes. Bet you can't watch just one.